Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I want to speak to those that are sensing some type of burnout, maybe just tired, fatigue, and how do you overcome that? And look, most of us are giving way more than we're depositing or we're receiving. And look, I was that guy because I'm a giver. At heart, I'm just a giver. That's just who I am. That's what I do. And I love doing it. I would do it to the end, you know, even if it jeopardizes who I am, even if it jeopardizes my status or where I'm at, I'm a giver. I love to pour into people. I love to give of my last to someone else. That's just who I am. But at the same time, you being that big of a giver, if not controlled, if not curtailed, then you become burnt out. And sometimes it can lead to putting a negative taste in your mouth about the very thing that you love, which is giving. And so the main source of burnout is just, it's a simple equation. It's giving more than you're receiving. And so, look, a lot of people will tell you, well, there's different areas that you can receive. You can receive through mentorship, coaching. Maybe you have a leader within your ministry, your church. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a small group. But I want to specifically talk about giving to yourself. Most of us miss that because we find ourselves as givers, as leaders, typically leaders, givers are leaders. So when they're in a small group or they're meeting with a friend or they're involved with some group, what happens is they end up continuing to give. Even when they're there to receive, they still end up giving because look, when a leader and a giver shows up, they can't help themselves but to give. But when you sit down with yourself, when you spend time with yourself, whenever you schedule the time with yourself and you pour into yourself, look, there is no better antidote than you spending time with yourself and giving to yourself, speaking words of positivity to yourself, speaking positive affirmations to yourself, maybe setting some goals for yourself, maybe creating some habits that you wanna maintain and some daily routines with yourself. You see, when you do those different things, now you become the loudest voice in your head. Because when times get tough, when you hit those lows, if your mind's not conditioned to your voice, then you're always looking for somebody else to encourage you. I'll say that again. If your mind is not conditioned to hearing your voice as the primary, then you must search for somebody else. You must find the small group leader. So you have all these areas that you got to now go and scatter for, look for, in order to be encouraged. But if you can figure out a way to encourage yourself, if you can spend time and sit down and silent with yourself and schedule the time with yourself, then you become the primary voice in your head. And when times are tough, when things are low, you have the strength and the power to speak to yourself. Super important, because most of us miss that. And we get busy in life and we do the thing that seems most popular or talked about, which is, let me go meet with somebody else. Let me go hang out with somebody else. Let me go contact my mentor. And I'm not saying any of that is wrong, but I'm saying we really miss spending time with ourselves. That's one of the biggest things that when I speak to people is that it's a lack of time that they spend with themselves. So I want to encourage you guys this morning is that to just don't listen to this video and be inspired by it and say, look, this is true. But what I want you to do is to now, before you get off this video or as soon as you finish listening and this video is over with, I want you to schedule time for yourself. Whether that be in the morning or the evening, schedule the time. Take it seriously. Schedule the time because look, in our life, most of us don't operate on a schedule. So that means our life is subject to any current circumstance or situation or anything that may come up that now controls our attention and we run after it like a squirrel. And so I want to tell you, schedule the time. with yourself. If nothing else is scheduled in your life, at least schedule time for yourself and with yourself. If you can do that and start encouraging yourself, start journaling, self-evaluating, look, man, that is the key that can start and change your life. Look, all I'm asking for you is to take a small shift in your philosophy of how you see yourself and what type of time you spend with yourself. Look, that slight change in your philosophy, that slight change in your thinking can head you and put you and place you in different areas in your life. It can head you down a different direction, and it ultimately can restore and rebuild your confidence. It can reinvigorate you and ultimately getting you out of that stage of burnout. And that's the key, guys, is that if you're giving way more of your time and your schedule is lopsided and you're not pouring into yourself, you're not investing in yourself, and you don't have those morning routines, those evening self-evaluating times. Look, I came home the other day. My wife, the kids drove up into the garage, and they're just looking at me, but by this time they know who I am. They know my deal. If I'm sitting in my car, I'm listening to some instrumental music, and I'm now transferring from the busyness of life, the meeting and giving away to people, to now transitioning, restoring myself before I even walk in that house. So I'm not walking in that house burnt out. I'm walking in that house transitioned and ready, and I spoke to myself for what type of mindset I need to have when I go in this house. What do my kids need of me? What does my wife require of me? And I make that transition and that shift, and then I head into the house. But that's a key that I do. That's something that I use. Look, you're welcome to do that, because you have to be in control of that. You don't want to be in a position in life where you're always reacting. When you're burned out and you start reacting, then you start not giving, then you start being a subtractor in other people's lives. And that's not who you are. So look, prepare yourself, spend time with yourself, invest in yourself, schedule some time with yourself, and I'm telling you, things will begin to change.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.